Thank you for calling Swimout.
Ricardo.
Oh, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I was following up because we're still having trouble processing last month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Where are you calling from?
From Local Splash.
Okay, are you trying to contact Scott?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Is this the number
Local
for
Splash
Mount?
That's his number, yeah, but he usually, if he doesn't answer, it gets, like, transferred to me as well, too.
Oh, that's why. Okay, yeah, because this number that I'm talking to you on, this is a call tracking number that we provide for your business.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that it forwards.
Yeah,
over.
No, definitely.
Uh-huh.
It's like a tracking?
Yeah,
for the business,
yeah. Yeah, so when people call the 310-307-5822, it forwards over to 310-630-9546. And it's just so that he can track the calls that are coming in from the campaign. But we're having trouble with the payment, so I don't know.
Did he set it up, or it was his wife?
He set it up.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure because he's going through, like, a divorce, and the wife keeps trying to do that.
Oh.
You know, that's why he actually forwarded to me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this
yeah.
is
so just,
something that he set up.
Yeah. Yeah, so probably he would just want to, you know, make sure that even though he's forwarding the calls, he still wants to see some type of, like, record of the calls coming in or something.
Right, exactly. That's
yeah.
what it is. Because we promote his business on the first page of Google and Bing. And so when people are looking for his services, then it comes up and they call the number that we're promoting. So that's what he's doing. He's just trying to track it, I think.
Oh, okay. So I understand. Mm-hmm. So you guys have a number.
Right.
So they call that number and you guys forward it to the 9546.
Exactly. And then he can track the calls that are coming in through the campaign. But right now, the account's in a past due status because we're having trouble processing. It's all the way from June 9th. It looks like we've been having trouble with it. So July 9th,
oh, okay.
He's going to have another payment hit.
How much is the payment on that? Just for myself, actually, would you want to know?
Yeah, it's $249 monthly.
Ooh, okay, okay.
Yeah, right now he's just past due for the June 19th, but on July 19th it'll become $498 because that continues to reoccur until this settles. So that's why I was trying to get a hold of
it. So it's $200 per month?
$249 month to month. Yep, exactly.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, so, you know, if you call his number, you might get forward, but If you leave him a voicemail, he can get it. Or if you text the number, he definitely gets all the text messages.
Okay, so if I call the 9546 directly, then chances are he might pick up. But if not, I can text him, right?
Most chances are that it will get forwarded to me, but the text messages, he gets them all.
Okay, good. I already sent him a text. Let me just see. Because you asked, it says the person that set this up was Scott Forbes. It doesn't say anything about the wife. So, yeah, okay. So, yeah, this was an account that he set up. Okay.
Yeah, be careful, you know, with the people, you know. Scott is like a straight white male.
Uh-huh.
So if you hear an accent, you know, like a, I don't know, Hispanic accent or Chinese accent.
Yeah.
That probably is not him. That's not him.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you for the heads up there. I'll put that in the notes just so if I don't reach him right now, I'll remember when I circle back to the account. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, he's going through the big divorce and he actually has a big case against the wife because she actually called the bank and had his brother, said that it was him. There was Scott. And, you know, she definitely has all the information that, you know, that you guys require from Scott, social security, company names, all that. So actually the brother
Who's
the
Richard?
Brother said that he was his car. Who?
Richard?
I don't know. The Richard, I think no. Richard is one of the old employees that he was working for Scott.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Because at some point it said they called Richard just to get some information about setting it up on the keyword, like TV installation, wall mounting, professional TV. So it looks like he was just helping set up the account. But if he was an employee, then he's probably legit. But just anybody having to do with wife or someone that has an accent, then probably they're not associated with the account, right?
Well, actually, that ex-employee actually is part of the lawsuit too. He did him dirty as well.
Oh, he
so
did.
It was really bad, you know. It was the wife, it was the employees, all mm-hmm. inside his house working straight from his house, doing everything against him. So you
oh,
know they
no.
were transferring money, transferring sales, transferring calls. Everything they would tell customers that Scott wasn't fully well on his health, and he wasn't actually away from it, and that they were take care of the business and all that. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was wild.
That's terrible. Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sad to hear he's going through that, but at least if he gets that divorce finalized, hopefully all of this will eventually be behind him. You know, because that's a hard thing to.
Yeah,
go
you know the. Yeah, definitely. If you want, I will write down your name, and I probably talk to him maybe later today or
okay.
maybe tomorrow. And,
yes.
and if he's doing it, then at least he will be aware of like if he's doing it or if he's not doing it, and somebody else is trying to do it again.
Yeah. So yeah, I can give you my number. It's let me know if you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 877.
877.
635.
Okay.
6225.
225.
Mhm. And my name is Tina, and it's extension.
I'm missing a number because you give me 877-635.
6225.
6225. Okay, got it now.
Mm-hmm. And it's extension 777.
37s.
Correct.
And your name is Tina?
Yes.
Okay. So I got 877-635-6225, extension 77, and name is Tina, and this is, what's it called, the company?
It's called localsplash.com.
Okay.
And your name?
Okay. Ricardo.
Ricardo. Okay, well, nice talking to you, Ricardo. Have a great rest of your week. And I just sent Scott a text, too, so hopefully he'll get that. If not, you could just have him call me, okay?
Okay, thank you, Tina.
You're welcome. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.